This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, do get involved in the conversation and have fun with it, too. I mean, really, you can't get totally crazy with this stuff. You know, otherwise, you'll cry all night long, I'm telling you. It'll make you very sad. Anyway, again, always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A gazillion and 15 things you can do up there. Okay, every night I tell you about this, and only a few of you, relatively a few of you, have taken advantage of this. And I can't believe it, because you're conservatives. Most of you listening to the show are the conservatives. So write this down, 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Now, these are brand new, uncirculated Morgan Silver coins. You can have one for free. You get one for Zippo. We're like the government. We'll send it to you for nothing. All right? It's really that simple. Also going to send you a couple of white papers. The coming bail-in. You've heard me talk about the bail-in with David Fisher. You've heard me talk about what that could mean to you. You can have, you know, if you have an IRA, you need to diversify a little bit. These are not hard sells. At least talk to the guys. Get some information. Head over to landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com, or, again, just call. Ask. Take a few minutes to ask, 844-715-7311. You don't have to buy anything. You're not obligated to buy anything. If you get a hard sell, I'll tell you what, here's the deal. I'll make a deal with you. Call the number, 844-715-7311. If you get a hard sell, you call me. 855-REAL-JOE. You call me, you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, okay? I will send you something for free. I'm not telling you what. But I'll send you something for free if you get a hard sell. That's how much I'm sure of these guys. That's how much I'm sure that they are not going to abuse you in any way, shape, manner, or form. All right? I mean, it's that simple. Where was I? I get all caught up in, oh, yeah, this one. You know, we're talking about the crazy stuff going on in the campuses all over the place. And you know, and I want you aware of this stuff, so when you're sending your kids there, do your homework. Don't throw your kids to the wolves. Because they're not going to do it. They're happy to get out of the house in most cases and get off to college and not have to deal with you anymore. Right? So. Oh, well. I can take care of that in the chat room. Dave, I'll take care of that. Tammy will remind me later on, and you better believe I can make it happen. Anyway, the University of Michigan's professors will face disciplinary action. You ready for this one? For ignoring preferred pronouns. Now, I've always said to you that we were going to get to this point. We were going to get to the point where you are going to get fined, in trouble, fired, whatever, if you don't call somebody by the right name. Although, I don't know how you're supposed to know. Is there a colored banner? Is there a tattoo on your forehead? How exactly would I know what to call you? Now, the University of Michigan yesterday unveiled a new web page that allows students to choose their preferred pronouns, including they and Z. Now, we beat these to death on this show, haven't we? Preferred pronouns will appear on class rosters, and if professors accidentally use the wrong pronouns, you can acknowledge that you made a mistake and use the correct pronoun next time. University Provost and Vice President for Student Life and Campus, they sent out an email to the whole campus, to administrators, to students alike. It called using preferred pronouns one of the most basic ways to show your respect for their identity and to cultivate an environment that respects all genders. A university spokesman tells Heat Street, if there was a persistent pattern of ignoring a student's preference, we would address that as a performance matter. Geez, my kids probably could have taken me to court because they could never get their names right. And I only had four of them. My God, I could have been fined by what? Maybe the kid police or something? The new Wolverine access page allows students to add, change, or delete. What if you change your preferred pronouns every day? I would be the jerk to do that as a kid. I would have made them crazy. Those who have a legitimate education interest in the information, the new webpage says students who don't specify a preferred pronoun won't have one listed. Really, they have to actually write that? So if you don't fill in the blank, you won't be called by anything in particular? The college's IT team made the change so it had no specific cost to the university. At least that's what the spokesman said. The decision comes after University of Michigan Junior founded the Wolverines for Preferred Pronoun Initiative, also started a change.org petition that's gained more than 750 signatures. The petition argued that it is a the snowflake who created the petition says it's a mentally and emotionally drained experience for individuals who consistently have to inform or correct professors of their identity. That's because there's 72 of them. It's hard enough to keep a dozen titles correct. It's hard enough for the professors to get their own titles correct. Are we serious here? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I just could never envision myself doing this dance. That's in the front of that. That would be a sight. Maybe for a non-profit I might do it, but no. I'd have to drink. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots you can get involved with. Also, if you're a Facebook person and you want to hop up on Facebook and get involved with the conversation, there are smarter people than I in the chat room there as well, or I guess it's called a feed in the Facebook feed. All right. So let's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me finish this one up because these make me nuts anyhow. So apparently now you could get fined or fired at University of Michigan if you don't use the proper preferred pronoun. And, you know, if it's gender fluidity, How do you know what to use? I mean, do you have to print up a list every day and go to the where the students log in, sign in, and decide to change or not change their gender? Seriously. I mean, some of these things, I think they don't think it through, and then they put it's all on you. It's all on you to make sure you know all about them. The petition argues that it's a mentally and emotionally draining experience for individuals who consistently have to inform or correct professionals of their identity. Allowing students to specify their own preferred pronouns will prevent the erasure of non-binary individuals who use neo-pronouns. Look at are these real words? Who use neo-pronouns or they-them pronouns. In April, the student newspaper endorsed the petition, and the central student government also passed a resolution in its favor. Well, I don't even want to take that. Maybe later. They have a gender identity quiz up on this thing. Did you see that? This is hilarious. I'm not taking it. I'd be afraid I'm not who I am. It might tell me I'm something else. It might be skewed. All right. I'm Joe Messina. I got to get away from that. I don't know. According to this thing, I might not be. I could be. And there were a few of them in the family. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. All right. So the other night, Eric, this is after the first debate. Yeah, I'm sorry, after the VP debate. And I've kind of saved it because I really enjoy these kind of things. I know I'm sick, but I really enjoy these kind of things. So Eric Trump was with a panel of CNN people. And I love how they won't let something go that they think is important. And it doesn't matter what Hillary does. It doesn't matter what a Dem does. But I want you to hear this. They are going after Donald, even before the stuff that came out today. They've been going after Donald like nothing I've ever seen before. And they latch on to some of this stuff like a dog with a bone who hasn't had a bone in like 10 years. So here, let me put this up there.
We did see Governor Pence on the phone right after this debate. Was he talking with your dad?
You know what? I don't know. I came back here, so I would imagine so.
Yeah, because I know everything my dad does. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you even how much toilet paper he uses when he goes to the bathroom.
I think my father would be incredibly proud of his performance tonight. I certainly was, as a family member sitting in the front row. I think he hit it out of the park. He was poised. He was articulate. He was strong. He wasn't interrupting every single sentence like we saw from the other side. He wasn't using the same rehearsed sound bites time and time again, which you saw. I thought Governor Pence was amazing. I really think he represents.
And he's laying on his argument, and he's not emotional about it. And the other three, right about now, about ready to spit nails.
And to the family, and I think he represented the party incredibly, incredibly well tonight.
And your quick reaction in the interview with Dana, Pence did say, I think it's inarguable that Vladimir Putin has been a stronger leader in his country than Barack Obama has been in this country. You saw that exchange that the two vice presidential candidates had. I want to get your reaction.
Yeah, you know what? I love this. This has been explained so many times, but again, they're aiming it at the low IQ voters, okay? Over and over. The only thing that people have said, people who have agreed with that comment in general, is that Putin seems to love his country more. Putin's willing to fight more for his country. Putin's willing to talk more in a positive way about his country than our El Presidente is.
My reaction is simple, right? Our president goes over to China 2 weeks ago. China didn't even bring a staircase up to Air Force One. It was interesting. Governor Pence was giving that interview in front of Air Force One, right? China didn't even bring a staircase up to Air Force One. No red carpet, no marching band, no dignity.
Yeah, I don't know if some of you might have missed it. Maybe you were in a coma or whatever, but when the president went to China, there was pretty much nothing for him. They did almost nothing for him. Okay? And it was almost like he was persona non grata to be there. And I frankly, I wouldn't blame him. With everything he's done to them, I wouldn't blame them at all. Let's see. How do I get back to this thing?
Carries nothing. Our president came out through the service entrance of the plane. That's what other world leaders think of our country. That's what other world leaders think of our president. We've lost.
And this is not him or Eric making it up. Okay, let's just be honest about this. This isn't Eric Trump. If you go back and look at the video, you go back and look what took place that day. It is exactly. What happened? No question about it. Go ahead, Eric. Full send.
respect, and my father will restore respect, and Mike Pence will restore respect. And I think the comment was very, very valid.
Dana.
Governor Pence was asked many, many times to defend and explain some of the things that your father has said, and he sidestepped and avoided a lot of those opportunities to do that. Now, some would say that he didn't take the bait, like, frankly, your father did last week. But on the other hand, he also decided...
He didn't take the bait. I don't understand. What's hard to understand about that? Why get in the weeds about all that little stuff when they're supposed to be talking about... Again, they're not supposed to be sitting there defending the president. They're not supposed to sit there and defend the candidate. Right? They're supposed to be having a smart conversation and debate.
Not to defend your father and some of the things he said. As Donald Trump's son, were you disappointed? Would you have liked Mike Pence to defend him more?
This is playbook 101 for the Clinton campaign. It's been their entire life.
There he goes. I love this guy. You got to give him credit. Like Daddy, he is not afraid to take it on face first.
Right. Distract, distract, distract. The reality is Hillary Clinton has been a politician longer than I've been alive, if you can believe it. If you look at her track record, whether it be Syria, Libya...
Wait a minute. She's been a politician for 32 years. That means he's less than 32 years old. Listen to the way he speaks, the way he dresses, the way he handles himself. You know what I'm saying? This, I love this. This is so good.
The entire Middle East, Iraq, ISIS, the Russian reset. If you go back to her time as a senator where she said she was going to create 200,000 jobs in upstate New York, and you know what the net effect of that was? That by the time she left the Senate, New York State and upstate New York had lost an additional 8,000 jobs, right?
Okay, he's wrong. We did this show. 30,000 jobs. They had lost an additional 30. Isn't he wonderful? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be back in just a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Side on GCN. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there on the website. Okay, so I want to get right back to this because, I mean, I'm enjoying this so much. But the part that I'm enjoying is that you've got to see how CNN, how they can't seem to get past something that was done at the VP debate. And I love it because these people, you know, these little self-righteous people, I don't want to get in trouble, they think they've got it all figured out. They've got it all answered. But I want you to hear Eric's response to some of these things that these guys are talking about. The stuff is so petty, so stupid. But CNN gets away with it. And look, just listen to the questions they ask. You'll know why they're one of the lowest rated groups that there is. Here we go.
You look at the Clinton Foundation and the wreck that it is. It might be one of the greatest Ponzi schemes in history. You look at the email controversy. You look at...
Eric, you're doing what your father didn't do, which is pivot to what Clinton did or didn't do. But my question is for you.
Respectfully, she should be prosecuted on the case, right? I hear this garbage. Oh, Trump has business interests in Russia.
But Mike Pence was specifically asked to...
Yeah, Mike Pence shouldn't defend what Trump meant about Putin. Trump, if he feels so inclined, should defend it. If we can't figure out what people are saying, if we can't, I won't even say read between the lines, if we're too stupid to figure out a simple comment, you should have to give up your voter card.
Defend your father, declined to do so.
I think Mike did an amazing job tonight. I think the governor did an absolutely amazing job, not only defending, but also putting the arguments back on them, because, you know...
If you just tuned in, this is Eric Trump's son. This is... at a CNN panel, you know, he walked into the den of thieves. I'm sorry, the den of wolves. after the VP debate, and he said they're answering questions. They don't like it. He's as strong as daddy. They don't like it.
What a Secretary of State, as Senator of New York, right? She has done an absolutely terrible job, and it's cost our nation trillions of dollars. It's cost our nation thousands and thousands of lives.
There's a lot of talk tonight about federal income taxes. Can you just put this to rest? Has your father paid federal income taxes?
We pay a tremendous amount.
Okay, I love this one. This is my favorite. They won't let this go because they don't like the way he's wording it. They're going to stay on this for almost 2 minutes. I'm going to stay on it too. I want you to hear it. Not one of these people, not one of these jackwagons, insincere people, would do this to Hillary Clinton. Not one. And it wouldn't matter. They would never say to her, well, Mrs. Clinton, you said the night of Benghazi, the night of the attack, you told your daughter that this was a terrorist attack. You told the Turkish authorities the next day this was a terrorist attack. And then you came out and told the people it had to do with a filmmaker. And you told the parents of, and she would come back, and she would probably answer, no, no, that's not really how it went down. I'm sorry the parents misunderstood me, and no, there was just too many. Those emails are classified. I really can't talk about them. They would have let it go. They would have moved on to something else. But because he called Putin a good leader, right? I mean, because they called Putin a good leader, all of a sudden, it's the worst thing since, I don't know, it's the worst thing since cancer.
Taxes. And beyond,
federal income taxes.
And beyond taxes, we also employ tens and tens of...
Yes. He said yes. How many times did he say yes? How many other ways? Can we pull up all the 127 different languages there are, or 200 languages, and use the word yes? And maybe we could just, like, play him and rep. I would put him on one of those little red buttons that Clinton had when she did the reset. And for the yes, I would just hit that button and have it say yes 117 different ways. What do you think?
Tens of thousands of people. The difference between my father and Hillary Clinton is Hillary Clinton has lived off of the government her entire life. She's never created.
Eric, my question though is, has he paid?
He said yes. Are you deaf and stupid? This is what I mean. See, at this point, they'd have me in handcuffs because I would have taken these three out by now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, has he paid federal taxes? Yes, he has. Not only has he paid federal taxes, but he's paid sales taxes. He's bought homes. He employs people. He pays payroll taxes. They're going down the whole list of things that his dad does. Thousands, tens of thousands of employees that he's paying payroll taxes on. And he's employing them, and guess what they're doing? They're going out and buying furniture and buying food and buying homes, and they're paying sales tax. They're paying property tax. There's all kinds of taxes being created by the Trump people. And how many for the Clintons? Zippo.
Federal income taxes over the last 18 years, yes or no?
Of course, yes, absolutely. If my father pays a tremendous amount.
I want you to hear these morons. Pay attention. I'm not trying to make you nuts, but I want you to see how stupid these people are.
A tax. We as a company pay a tremendous amount of tax. We as a company also hire.
Now, he's already said his dad has paid personally. We keep asking him the question.
A tremendous amount of people, which leads to people being able to provide for their families, people being able to take care of their families, people being able to educate their children. If you look at Hillary, on the other hand, she has never signed the front of a check once. She's never balanced
a
budget.
He's going down the list of the Hillary's. They won't let him answer. They're not interested in hearing the truth, but this is why I say the left is disingenuous. They're not being honest. They're not being true. Right? He's already answered this question 7 times now, 8 times, 9 times. If anybody out there is not happy with his answer, who says that he still hasn't answered the question, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, because I need to talk with you. I need to see where you're coming from to say that he hasn't answered the question.
Ever see your father's income taxes? It will show that he has paid federal income taxes.
There is no question about it. We pay tremendous taxes as...
Will we see it?
That's none of your business. And he shouldn't have to answer that. He's already answered your question. I would say, would you please ask me a question of substance? And I would ask for you guys with the notebooks there, please write down the answer because you don't seem to be able to hold on to it longer than 30 seconds. So if you would write it down, seems to be the only question you want to ask me, at the top of the paper, write, does Trump pay personal taxes? Eric responds yes. And then put a line under that. And so every time you want to ask that question, just go to the top of the page. You don't have to ask me again. We're done.
Well, listen, when the audit is over, my father will release it.
Have you seen his tax returns?
And quite frankly.
I don't have to see my father's tax returns. If he says he's paid taxes, if I've talked to him about it, I'm good with that. Next.
When is she going to release the hundreds of speeches that she gave to special interests? When is she going to release the hundreds of speeches that she gave to Wall Street? Where are those speeches? Why won't she release them? When is she going to release the 33,000 emails?
We don't care. We want to know about taxes. And listen to this jackwagon. I hope I'm making some of you, like, so mad. right? Listen to this woman again. I'm serious. Just listen to her. I want to sedate her so she would stop talking.
Have you seen his federal income taxes?
That she deleted after...
You hear? She just talked over him and said, so you've seen his federal income taxes. It doesn't matter. It's my dad. My dad says he's paid taxes. That's all I need. I'm sorry. Have you seen her foundation taxes? No, you haven't. What do you think about her not reporting hundreds of millions of dollars in donations from other countries, corporations in other countries? What do you think about? See, that's what I would have gotten. How come you guys? What do you guys think about this? I would have thrown it right back on them. I'll wait.
Quite frankly, lying to the Department of Justice, lying to the FBI, and also lying to Congress.
Eric, I'm pretty impressed, actually,
you haven't been
in politics that long, and you're doing the pivot quite.
This is not political. This is reality. This is truth. You guys have been in the journalism too long. You need to leave. You need to it's time for you to retire. Come on, Wolf. Your hair's all white like mine. You know what I'm saying? You don't move really quick anymore. Time to retire.
Well, if you can just put a button on this.
He did. 15 times.
Have you seen your father's income tax?
Yeah, I don't study your tax returns. That's why you haven't.
But have you seen them?
Of course you see tax returns.
No, have you seen your father's tax returns?
I'm answering the question. Of course I've seen my father's tax returns. My father pays a tremendous amount of tax.
When they have nothing, this is what they're trying to get him to pop. They're trying to get him to go over the top. I don't know. I got to tell you, I don't. There you go. No, I'm going to say this and get in trouble for it, but she's blonde. I would look at her and just say to her, you realize that you're giving credence to every blonde joke that's ever been made. That's what I would do to her. Okay? How many ways can you ask the same question, lady? I mean, seriously.
As a company, we pay a tremendous amount of tax, and it goes so far beyond federal income taxes.
And that's a great, that's a valid point, too. Think about something. The Clinton Foundation pays zip. No taxes whatsoever. The Trump Foundation pays millions. Not the Trump Foundation, Trump Corporation. Millions. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversations. And, you know, some of the comments, I'm going to read a couple of them real quick before I get back to this. Lori says, I think the bikers need to go provide security at the polls next month. I'm 100% in agreement. I think we should have bikers at all poll locations. And Ricardo says, folks, you're thin-skinned. Look yourself in the mirror. Tell me what you said in your teens. Yeah, I said that earlier in the show. And I was talking about that. I mean, how many guys, right? I mean, I have daughters. I always told my daughters, men are pigs. They shouldn't be, but they are. That's all there is to it. And, yeah, I'd be embarrassed to repeat some of the things that I've said over the years. And anybody who says that they've never said anything disparaging to the other sex or about a woman or anything, you're just a liar. You're just flat out a liar because you do stupid things when you're in groups of people. Seriously. And then, God, I didn't write down the name. I think it's Greg. Said that you knew exactly what he meant. He meant in comparison to our reckless leader. Putin, whether for good or ill, is a stronger leader. He didn't mean he was a nice, gentle, caring leader and he cared about everybody. No, but he cares about his country. He believes in his country, cares about his country. And yes, I don't think he's right. I think he's an animal. But he's willing to do what it takes to stick up for his country. Right? I mean, it really is that simple. And I don't need a college degree to figure it out either. Anyway, we'll finish up on this Eric Trump. Eric Trump, Donald Trump's son, who was talking to the CNN jackwagons right after the, you know, I'm sorry to be so colorful, but what can I tell you? He was giving an interview or on a panel with the CNN right after the vice presidential debate. And the thing I find just totally amazing is that they asked him 17 ways to Sunday. Now I will tell you that there are other groups that say he lost his cool. I don't think he lost his cool at all. You know, and if I was him, I would have lost my cool. I mean, what are we? We're 5 minutes and 13 seconds into this. I would have lost my cool 5 minutes and 3 seconds ago with these idiots. I don't even know why well, that's why they have such low ratings, right? Anyway, let's go.
Real estate taxes. How about employment taxes? How about sales taxes? How about every other type of tax that goes into that? We pay a tremendous amount of tax.
But what I want to know is, did you see your father's tax return? How do you know he's paid taxes? I've actually seen a line that says, taxes paid by Donald Trump. I mean,
as a company, that is very, very, very different than Hillary Clinton, who's lived off the government for the last 40 years.
John King has a question, but very quickly, why not release?
He's Wolf Blitzer. He is stuck. Hey, Wolf. Why not? I'll tell you what. If I was Donald Trump, you know what I'd say? Here's what I'll do. I will truly give you 10 years. You know, all the 3,000 pages each of my tax return. I will give you 10 years of my tax returns. Every line item. All I want you to do is have Hillary do the same thing with the foundation. And since she doesn't have to file taxes, I'd like Hillary to go ahead and do a line-by-line profit and loss statement type of thing. Expenses and liabilities. Who they pay money to. How they pay money. That's what I'd like to see, Wolf. You in with me on that one? Are we on the same page? What do you think? And then the next thud you hear would be her passing out on the floor. If she actually, see, he needs to call her out on stuff that she's not going to do, that she's not going to partake of, but would make perfect sense. And I know it's a meme that's out there, and it's pretty darn close to accurate. And I think I posted it earlier today, if you look up on the Facebook page or wherever it is. And it goes through and it lists the money that the foundation took in, where it spends it, how it spends it. So the Clinton Foundation, let me see, fundraising events, they raised a little over $14 million. Is that million or billion? No, that's million. Okay. I don't see so well on the screen sometimes. Related organizations, I don't even know what that means. This is more revenue. So total revenue, let's just put it this way. Total revenue was $177,800,000. $177,800,000. That can't be right. No, that's right. Their salaries and benefits were $34 million. Professional fees, $8 million. Advertising, a whopping $420,000. Office expenses, $2 million. Rent expenses, $4.5 million. Ready for this one? And remember, I talked about this the other day, before even seeing this. I said, the reason the Clintons, they hide a lot of their travel expenses. They hide a lot of those kind of things in the foundation so you don't see them on their taxes. So they don't have to pump up their income to cover their travel expenses. So the travel expenses were over $20 million for travel and meetings. Over $20 million, right? Their IT expenses, $2 million. I'd ask for my money back. And then other expenses were almost $13 million. Total expenses, $91 million. You know what that means? Come on. Some of you guys have enough fingers and toes to figure this out. That means less than $3 million. Are you with me here? Less than $3 million went to charities. And we know even less than that. Right? Even less money than that actually made it out to the places that needed it. So what you guys have to do every single time, and not that you'll do it, I'm not faulting you for not doing it, because you can't chase this stuff, you don't do it for a living like I do, But every time that they post this stupid stuff, and I mean really ridiculous, stupid stuff, you've got to combat it with the truth. You know, I find five or six topics that I can push back with. I find the truth that I can push back with, and I take those links and I put them aside. And then what I do is when somebody questions it or puts up one of those dumb memes, I put them in, I post those pieces. Really, for me, it's that simple. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to have a conversation. Or if you just want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I do, you know, I love when you guys are involved and engaged, because it actually caused me to think, too. So let's, we only got a couple minutes left. So let's hit some on some really crazy stories, right? Let's just have some fun with the nut job stuff. The NBC Ron Allen, I touched on this the other night, but I didn't really talk about it. He thinks that the climate deal is designed to stop storms like Hurricane Matthew. You know, I don't, what is it with MSNBC? What is it with CNN? I mean, is it the lowest IQ application they can get their hands on? Is that what it takes to get on there? He went on to say that President Obama spoke to reporters on Wednesday afternoon on the Paris Climate Change Agreement, almost on cue. NBC's Ron Allen connected global warming to Hurricane Matthew. Speaking on MSNBC Live to host Kate Snow, Allen first gushed about how the president believes so deeply in protecting the environment. That's why he's flying all over the place, right? That's why he allows his wife to fly. You know, they go to separate vacations. They do things separately. Every time he has to go somewhere, I think some of you know this, you have fighter jets. You have the second Air Force One. I mean, I think next to Reagan, he's flown more than any other president. He's always on the go, always a golf course to find. Anyway, so Allen gushes, he believes so deeply in protecting the environment that the deal marks one of the most significant aspects of his legacy. I thought ACA was a significant aspect of his legacy. When that thing implodes on itself, I want to get a meme of President Obama standing there touting the ACA and everybody pointing the finger at him. Not the finger, but a finger at him while they're in crutches and wheelchairs and everything else. Because nobody's getting help. They can't afford it. Before bringing in Hurricane Matthew as an intriguing practical matter, it was what the president was talking about as the threat that the planet faces. And the whole climate agreement signed by 190 nations and now ratified by 60 or so is designed to stop these kind of things. So apparently, just so you know, just so you're well informed, the climate change is causing hurricanes. Now, even before climate change, even before cars, you'd think there was hurricanes. I think they were pretty bad hurricanes, too. I grew up in New England, nor'easters. That's what they called them. Right? And would ravage the places. 100-mile-an-hour winds. And I'm sure these things happened well before climate change. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can always watch live, listen live, get information, pick up the classic podcast. There's a lot going on up there. Hey, have a great and safe weekend, because I want you back on Monday. I enjoy having you in the chat room. I enjoy having you in the Facebook feed. Okay? You keep me on my toes. You keep me honest. And that's not easy to do. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back on Monday.